Hey guys, this is day three of the 90 Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. And today's confession is, God is a good father who loves me deeply. So I'll say it again, God is a good father who loves me deeply. Originally, I was going to entitle this confession, I am loved deeply by God, but I believe that many of you listening have unresolved issues with your dads. And if you haven't, well, I just said it's unresolved issues, but because you haven't resolved those issues, it may be negatively impacting your life. So I said yesterday that today's message would be part two of a two-part message on self-image. And if you didn't listen to yesterday, pause this, go back now and listen to it, because you'll need to have a solid understanding of what self-image is and have a solid foundation for that so that you can build today's message on top of that. So the reason why today's confession, God is a good father who loves me deeply, is relevant to self-image is because our fathers have such a huge impact on the way that we see ourselves as women. And here's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me one day. It's that the father is the one who gives his children their identity. Therefore, if you grew up in a household where you had a father who was abusive, or he was absentee, maybe he was mean or uncaring and unloving, or he clearly displayed favoritism towards you and your siblings, or he displayed favoritism of one sibling or several or certain siblings over the others, or he was the type that only had conditional love, meaning when you achieved a certain goal or when you did something that he wanted, then that was when you got attention. Then that was when you were rewarded. But any other time you were ignored or maybe put down. This is why children, if you experience this as a child growing up, this is why you or children grow up to be adults that are far more likely, not saying that this is always so, but they grow up to be adults that are far more likely to become statistics of some sort or self-destruct. Now, if you have unresolved issues with your father like those, a good starting point to resolving those issues is to see and receive God as a good, perfect, and loving father. Why? Because as you see and believe God's character for what it is, which is good, when you see and believe his loving kindness and his good intentions towards you, you will see that your earthly father's mistreatment of you does not indicate or dictate your identity. In other words, it doesn't define who you are. Now, you may have to do some deeper work to separate that mistreatment from your identity, meaning like you might have to talk it out with someone that you trust to keep your confidentiality. You might need to sit in a counselor's office to work through those issues. You might need to go to some type of workshop maybe that is offered through your church. You can ask your church if they have different things like healing conferences or workshops. Or maybe there's a pastor at the church or a counselor at the church that you trust to work your issues through. You may have to do some deeper work. But once you do that work, you will be able to clearly see yourself as a daughter of the King, whose father is a good father that loves her deeply. So the scripture that is relevant, I believe, for today, there's a lot of them. But the one that helped me to see that God really does love me is John 3:16, which is, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but they will have everlasting life. So the quickest and easiest way that I could explain that is I was deployed to Djibouti for a year. And around Easter time, we watched The Passion of the Christ. And I'd sat through the movie before I had to get up and leave because it just was so gruesome. And this time I said, you know what? If Jesus died on the cross like this, the least that I can do is sit through this movie. And I couldn't watch it. I couldn't watch it, but I made myself sit through it. And I heard it. I had tears streaming down my face. And I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, why would you do that? Why would you let Jesus come here and do this for us? Why would you do that? And you know what he told me? He said, or actually asked me a couple of questions. He said, will you do what I want you to do? And I said, yes. He said, will you go where I want you to go? I said, yes. And he said, well, then it was all worth it. At that point, I tried my best not to just break down and sob in the chapel in front of all of these other uniformed service members. But that was the moment that I realized that this was the epitome of God's love. It was like he was saying, I get that it was bad. I get that it was horrible. I get that it was gruesome. But you know what? We agree. We being me, myself, me, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, we agree that it was worth it if it will save your soul, if you will do what it is that I placed you on planet Earth to do, if you will accept the fact that I love you and identify yourself as my daughter, it was worth it. So I hope that that story helped you. And just remember, John 3:16, that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, so that when you believe in him, you will not perish and you will have everlasting life. So remember to confess your way to success, and don't forget to join me for tomorrow's confession. All right, bye-bye.